Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a sign of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Need more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let me lies. Feline, with a death wish. E-Right didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
We'll get some answers today as far as availability for a couple of big stars in the city. Is this the day Kyle Tucker is back playing for the Astros? They had the day off yesterday in Cincinnati. A weird way to schedule things. I'm sure there's a reasonable logistic reason for it, but the fact that you play on Monday, don't play on Tuesday, and are still in Cincinnati today. Is Kyle Tucker going to play today? Is he going to play tomorrow? And of course, the status of Will Anderson, which is what we discussed yesterday for some time on the show. Will he be out at practice today? I mean, I'm sure he'll be visible, but will he be active? Will he have a helmet on? Those are the questions, because we're not that far away from the NFL season kicking off, which will lead to our discussion a little bit later about our, we could call it our all Sunday ticket teams, the teams that we would focus on if we weren't Texans centric. Like, the Bears are exciting this year. People think that team has a chance to make the playoffs. And for the first time in a long time, the Bears should be exciting on offense. Maybe some schadenfreude because Caleb Williams will be running around not playing on time, but they have weapons. Could it be maybe more of a hate watch where you hate a team and you want to just watch them fail? That's kind of more my vibe. I just want to watch this team stink. So we'll do that a little bit later. Who are the teams we're going to potentially focus on when the Texans aren't our main focus, but they will be from week to week because of how good we expect them to be. The Texans will be a big focus. But hey, the Texans play in that early window. Maybe there's a team that plays in the late window that you want to take a look at and see if they're living up to your expectations or confirming a narrative that you have about them. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Some news that came out this morning regarding your Houston Texans. Davis Mills, he gets an extension. I think it was $5 million for 2025. So we talked about this earlier in the summer, how they were treating their backup quarterback situation. Now, maybe the problem was solved for them by Case Keenum's injury, but Davis Mills is the guy, when everyone's available, at least in the preseason, is your number two guy. He's their number two quarterback, but we saw last year in the regular season, Case was their first choice. And it was always a little weird to me how they approached it, because Davis Mills was a backup, at least the number two in the preseason last year, until they needed a game that meant something, and then Case came in. Now, Case is hurt, so it's Davis Mills' show if something unfortunate happens to C.J. Stroud. But I wasn't under the impression that that Davis Mills was a lock to be back in 2025, but now he is, unless they make a trade, someone gets hurt, and someone really needs a quarterback they think is competent on another team. Davis Mills will be your backup quarterback in 2025. He gets that one-year extension.
One more year.
At least. And now, it is interesting to see some of the reactions from people, because I saw one tweet and it was like, well, of course, because the Texans have. Now, of course they make that move because he provides the Texans with one of the best backup quarterback situations in the league. Now, that could all be relative, but were we really sure that Davis Mills was their backup until Case got hurt? Now, look, I got caught with some engagement dude, some guy who makes his money or tries to make his money talking about the Texans. But were we clear that Davis Mills was clearly their backup quarterback if a game, if they needed a game in the regular season? Was that stated that Davis is their backup? Because it wasn't last year. So when he said that, I'm like, do you actually know that to be the case, that the Texans have a great backup quarterback situation? Davis Mills played fine in the preseason, but they don't appear to trust him. But now they do.
They had a great backup situation because they had two backup quarterbacks. They had a relief backup quarterback, and they had an opener.
but now they don't have one of the guys, and they're locked in on the other. So Davis Mills, congratulations, man. You got the dream, at least for some people. Don't get hit, get paid millions of dollars, and you only come in when the other guy, your starter, your star, is unavailable due to injury.
Or in the blue tent.
Yeah, for a couple plays. We hope that's the extent of Davis Mills' action this year. Not because we dislike the man. We just know there's a better option in C.J. Stroud. So we don't want C.J. Stroud out for any extended amount of time. Hey, he gets a little banged up. Check him out for a play or two. Davis Mills starts to warm up. And it turns out he's okay. Davis Mills takes his helmet off, sits back down, or starts signaling in plays. That's what we're looking for. Those are the only shots of Davis Mills I want to see this year. If he has to put on his helmet just in case and start warming up the arm, fine. As long as he realizes, and we all realize, CJ's going to be okay. So that's squared away. We'll have Davis Mills as a backup for at least this year and next, unless someone comes calling with the trade the Texans can't turn down.
So one of the big questions facing the Texans this season have been answered. They've paid the man. Davis Mills will be a Texan.
Now, who had that as a big question? Who possibly was so concerned about Davis Mills?
Nick Azaria and Davis Mills' agent.
Well, yes, Davis Mills wanted to know where his next paycheck was coming from. Sure. I am a little surprised he took the money.
I am
this
also
early
a little surprised.
Because if the alleged hype around him is real, couldn't Davis Mills have finessed some team who needed a bridge quarterback out of more money next year? If there's a team who possibly needed a quarterback and they were looking at a young one in the draft, but they weren't in a great position to make a draft pick, and they're like, you know what? We need a guy just in case we can't draft a big-time quarterback early. Let's take Davis Mills. We liked what we've seen. We think he can be competent in the system. Davis Mills didn't take that chance. He decided he wanted to be here, which is great for the Texans.
How much new money did you say?
I think I saw $5 million in 2025.
Oh.
It's nice backup quarterback money, but...
Yeah, I mean, he needs to step it up and get Marcus Mariota
money.
But
what... Yeah.
Mariota got six. I'd be pissed off at my agent.
Mariota. Well, yeah, I'm trying to find a reason why Mariota would get more other than he's just older. Because the accomplishments, at least the recent ones, wouldn't say Mariota should be getting more money than Davis Mills.
Yeah.
I would probably say most people would think that Davis Mills is a better option at the number two spot, the QB2 spot.
Oh, wow. Mitch Trubisky's only getting two.
Yeah, so it's on the level of what I guess a backup quarterback would be making.
Who's another backup quarterback? Oh, Nick Foles.
Some of those guys have graduated to starter. Like, Nick Foles is now retired. Gardner Minshew.
Oh,
is
no, Nick Foles is...
No, we talked about him having that goodbye video. Remember?
I was thinking of Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's hanging around. Is he the backup or the third string? What is he now?
He's the backup in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and people tried to start a controversy saying, is he going to be better than Anthony Richardson? Can he actually start for them? And I think we got a tweet from someone who said Anthony Richardson's going to get benched after three games. So
Joe,
we'll see.
Joe Flacco.
How much is he making?
Wow, legend at the bank. 1 year contract worth up to $8.7 million.
That's a lot of playtime incentives, I would imagine.
Yes, the over the cap. No, that's the story, the NFL.com story from March. The over the cap number is $4.5 million.
And if Anthony Richardson suffers an injury, which we saw last year, Joe Flacco could make more.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's like, I need a beach house.
What's all this stuff about he's going to stop running as much? No, get out there.
Yeah.
Keep doing your thing.
That's what you do best, man.
Yeah, run the football. Hey, man, go out and try. So, I mean, it's not the biggest news in the world, but if you like Davis Mills and you wanted him around, cool. He wants to be around here too. And maybe he thinks another year and I guess two more years at this point with the Texans. And the question will be, will he have another year of at least 2 years with Bobby Slowick? Because that's another guy who we just assume won't be around next year. But it's a good place to be. You get to hang out in the quarterback room with CJ. CJ appears to be a very nice young man. Just hang out and wait your turn. In fact, hope your turn never comes.
Yeah,
it's good money not to play.
That's got to be the best. Just sitting there.
And that's really
all you have to do is be a good hang.
Yeah, that's really from our point of view, because I think most people want to achieve things. But for us, it's like, hey, $5 million not to play, not to get hurt. I think Davis Mills, if you ask him, would want to have a shot at starting again.
Yeah, I mean, he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's started games.
He has
been a
games,
starter in the NFL.
And if we're being honest, is he one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the league? You can go around the league and find spots where you think Davis Mills is better than the starter.
Gardner Minshew or Davis Mills?
Well, Gardner Minshew almost led a team to the playoffs. I'm going to take Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew or Davis Mills or Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. Could Davis Mills start in Pittsburgh?
I mean, he could. Anyone could.
If you took priors away, if you took, Russell Wilson made a Super Bowl, made 2-1-1, Justin Fields was the top 10 pick, if you remove the priors, Davis Mills, could you think he has, would he have a real shot of winning that?
Yeah, he's probably as good as those guys.
Sure.
So I think at that point, it's just whatever. So sure, I'll give him Justin Fields. I won't give him Russell Wilson.
You don't think he could be a better player than Russell? Russell Wilson?
I just want to split the difference on the two quarterbacks,
okay.
And because what those guys might be 34 and 35.
True, you got a point there. Sure,
Joe Flacco or Russell Wilson?
The Joe Flacco we saw last year, the F it, I'll throw it anywhere I want to. We'll see how it works out. I'd probably take the Joe Flacco.
Or yeah. Justin Fields?
Take Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco or Davis Mills?
I take Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Joe Flacco, which is why some people think he's going to eventually. I don't think he's going to take the job from Anthony Richardson. It would be something where Richardson gets hurt. What type of franchise are you if you're handing the keys over to Joe Flacco when you're top 10 quarterback from a couple years ago is still healthy? It has to be because of injury, but they have a good backup there.
Super Bowl winner.
That is true. Yes. So is Brad Johnson.
Big bad Brad.
From a long time ago.
Now he's doing trick shots.
And unfortunately his son got hurt again.
That sucks.
Max Johnson, who is or was the North Carolina starter before he got hurt in his first game against Minnesota. So that squared away. Davis Mills will be here.
Getting Andy Dalton money.
Yeah. It's a fine job, I would say. I will say Davis Mills probably has bigger aspirations.
Is Davis Mills going to take the crown for all the longtime backups that, you know?
The Chase Daniel crown?
The Chase Daniel, Nick Foles, honestly.
But Nick Foles has a Super Bowl MVP on his resume. That remains the crown.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably who backup quarterbacks look up to.
Aspire to be. Like, yeah. I don't really want to play on a bad team, but if we're on a good team.
I just come in and, like, play what? He probably played the last 7 games that season.
When you include the playoffs. I think Carson Wentz got hurt in the second to last game of the year. So,
oh, really? I thought it was early.
Yeah, maybe the third. I know it was late in the year, so Nick Foles played about
games?
6 games or so and went on to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, that's a dream. I mean, you're not rooting for injury. Or maybe you are, depending on what personality you have. But great team. I'm pretty good. I don't want to go through all the stuff that happened before, but I want us to be established. The guy gets hurt. I come in. We win. I'm a legend. Nick Foles is a legend in Philadelphia.
It's either you get to be Nick Foles, and then one step down from that is probably Chase Daniel.
Who never plays but keeps getting paid because he's a great guy to have around.
Then one step down from that is probably like, I don't know. Jim Sorgi?
Tyrod.
Yeah.
Tyrod's the next step where you get to play. You're never in a great situation, but people are like, hey, it's nice to have Tyrod around.
Yeah, Tyrod will work for a while.
Yeah. He seems to be a guy that franchises like having around and they can depend on. They never want him to play a lot, but if they have to play, it's not they don't mind having Tyrod out there.
And then you have like the Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, David Carr route where it's like, hey, I made all that money on the first contract. Now I just get to be the second quarterback, everyone's favorite quarterback in town, especially when the starter's Deshaun Watson.
And you get to have TikTok mixtapes made about you.
Yeah.
Remember when Mariota did this or Jameis did this?
People forget Marcus Mariota was a problem in Oregon.
Yeah. Remember when he caught his own pass in a playoff game and beat the Chiefs on the road?
Oh, yeah. That's a highlight. Yeah, Mariota might be ahead of
him. Yeah.
Might be the leader of that one.
Yeah.
The worst has to be the Peterman or Orlovsky tier.
Where you just live in infamy.
Although Orlovsky on TV now.
Yeah, but are we going to – he can't have a highlight package breaking down other highlight packages of actual quarterbacks playing. That
people
would be
forgot
his.
Dane Orlovsky was a problem? You don't think there's that?
You got to go back to UConn.
Set to like you Dave can't get Matthews his, Band or something?
You can't get know. His Lions highlights. It got to be his UConn highlights.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, I think
– people forget John Kitna was a problem.
He was pretty good at a point. Yeah, it's the Nick Foles – but that's a dream. The Chase Daniel tier, I think, is what you want.
That's the attainable. That's the attainable. Like, you know what? If I work hard and I guess know my stuff, be a nice guy, I can be. I too can be Chase Daniel.
Yeah, and then parlay that into breaking down film of quarterbacks and on the pro and college level
to
make more money.
Page, like,
yeah, and get hired.
Have a podcast.
And get hired by The Athletic. That's the dream. LaSalsa, we see you. We'll get to you. When we come back, a noted Texas fan, Longhorn fan. We were doing our plant your flag thing before I left for vacation, and LaSalsa told us.
A spiteful one, too.
He did it because his family members were rooting for someone else. I respect it. Understood the energy. So we'll talk to him on the other side. Anyone else want to get in? 713-780-3776. It won't all be backup quarterback talk, but that is kind of the news of the day. We'll talk about why another signing might affect the Texans in the future. A cornerback got big money, and your cornerback has an agent who's going to want big money for his player, and isn't afraid of using particular ways of making it uncomfortable for the team he's trying to extract money from. We know this because he's done it in the city before. But before we get to all that, let's talk about the Red Bull Showrun. The Red Bull Showrun is coming to Houston September 7th. It'll be at Discovery Green. It begins at 10, and it is an event that doesn't need a ticket, which means you can just walk in and try to experience whatever you like, whether it be the F1 cars riding around the city at a high rate of speed. You can enjoy that. You can just watch those guys do their thing, or you maybe want to take pictures with those cars. You'll have a photo op opportunity as well. They'll have great food trucks from around the city feeding you throughout the day. They have a race simulator so you can experience what it's like to be behind the wheel of one of those, maybe the most exciting cars in all of racing. So that's there too. And at night, you're going to have a DJ event where you're going to even learn to spin tracks, or just if you want to chill and listen, you have that option too. So there's a lot to experience on September 7th at the Red Bull Showrun. You can go to Discover Green on that date and just take it all in. Whether you want to just hang out or actually get involved, it's an all-day thing. RedBull.com/ShowrunHouston is the website to find out more. Remember, fast cars, great music, great food, all that and more at Red Bull, the Red Bull Showrun. Just go to RedBull.com/ShowrunHouston.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
We'll get to LaSalsa here. Anyone else want to get in? 713-780-3776. I have an update here. Well, it's not my update. It's Aaron Wilson's update on how Joe Mixon will be used coming up here. We know we haven't seen him, at least on the field, in preseason. He was dealing with an injury earlier. He's been back in that practice, so Aaron Wilson will let us know what to expect from Joe Mixon on Sunday against the Colts. But first, let's get to LaSalsa. What's up, LaSalsa?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, welcome back, Del. Hope your trip was okay. Hashtag go Longhorns, Astros, and Texans.
Okay.
But I finally finished the Alkali Sunday, and it was pretty good, man. But I want to know, man, does it make me an ally if I like lemon pepper wings? Just want to know, buddy.
Okay. When he calls in, I have to add context to things that happened in the previous show. First off, The Acolyte, glad you liked it. That's the only season you're going to get. That's. I hope, maybe you already knew that, but The Acolyte was canceled maybe a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago we found that out. So one season of The Acolyte on Disney Plus, it's over. Maybe rewatch it a couple times just to remember what the feeling was like. As far as the lemon pepper wing thing, Lance Erline was given some advice by, let's say, the people of color in his life about lemon pepper wings. He didn't take their advice until very recently, and it turns out he likes lemon pepper wings. And, of course, because this show may be a haven of nonsense, but the original nonsensical show is the John and Lance Show, we decided to make fun of Lance for silencing black voices. So that became a thing. That's what La Salsa is talking about. No, it doesn't make you an ally if you eat chicken wings. Just eat the chicken wings. You have to do more to be an ally than just eat chicken wings. In fact, considering the stereotypes, you have to do a lot more. Just eat whatever wings you like. We just thought it was funny that Lance ignored the advice of people he likes. They just happened to be black people when they told him to eat wings.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is there some sort of, I guess, are lemon pepper wings like black people wings?
Ha, I don't believe so.
I didn't think so either. But, I thought they were
but
just
because
the
of Rick Ross and Magic City Wings in Atlanta, Lou Williams made that famous. They're not exclusive to black people. In this case.
I was going
to
say, because I've gotten
a lot
them.
Of people like lemon pepper
I've
wings.
Gotten them my entire life.
Yeah, it's not a black person thing.
I didn't know.
It just so happens that Lance was being advised by black people to try them, and he kept ignoring their advice until he didn't. And it turns out he was right. So
him and La Salsa, allies.
No, it does not make you an ally to eat delicious wings. It does not make you an ally.
Helps.
No, it doesn't help. It has nothing to do with anything. Just eat whatever you want.
Well, no, it feels like shut up about the wings already, you know?
Not just
an ally.
I just think maybe when black people say things, you should listen, Lance. Stop ignoring their voices. That's all. That's what the show turned into. That's all it was. Doesn't make you an ally. Makes you a guy who has good taste, I guess. Hmm. Although when I go to Wingstop, I mean, no free ads, I guess, but if I'm going to choose a wing, I like some variety. So I go, and I'm a spicy person, so I go a little sweetness, a little spicy hot honey. The hot honey wings at Wingstop, I'll enjoy those. I like those.
Yeah.
But lemon pepper, solid choice all around.
I've had the hot honey before. It's good. It's not your looking for it. You know?
I am looking for it.
Yeah.
In fact, when I found out that they were making it a permanent option, I was like, Wingstop, you got me.
Yeah.
I didn't go there as often as I do now because they have made it a permanent option. Okay. We have some responses from our first segment. Over under on Mills plays this season. Jackie asks. He sets it at 17. Or it could be a she, but I think it's a he. I think your profile picture tells me you're he. 17.
So that's like.
So if the Texans are
like
really. What if the Texans are really good? Take this into account. They're expected to be really good. So late in the year, there may be a game where you don't need CJ out there. Maybe you've locked up the 2 seed or the 1 seed, whatever it might be. Maybe your seating is locked in. He could play an entire game. So take that into account when you think. If the Texans are supposed to be as good as that people say they are, he might play more simply because CJ's not needed in a game.
That is true. I thought you were going to say they're supposed to be good, so they might like pull their starters.
Well, I guess if they blow a team out, that's possible.
I don't think they're playing
too.
Colorado State though. Like they're going to be playing NFL team.
Yeah.
17 and a half plays. You kind of need CJ Stroud to miss again like a quarter and a half basically to get to that. Yeah, I'll go more.
I think that it's a real shot he plays more. Well, he plays more than 17. Did he get in for more than 17 plays when he came in for Colt, because someone mentioned Colt McCoy as a backup. He came in for Case when Case was terrible.
Yeah, and the
he played more than 17 Browns plays game. In that game, right, when they're getting blown out?
Yeah, I don't want to look up the box, but, I'm sure he played more.
So we've already seen it due to a CJ injury and due to the guy who was their chosen number two not playing well. Jackie, I think he goes over 17. There are multiple ways he can get there, so I'll take the over there.
I feel like it's something where he either goes way over or way under. But it's
where he never plays or he's...
Yeah, he takes like three snaps.
Or it's not even a it's not even a contest where he's playing like a full game at some point.
Because until that the Case Keenum Browns game, like he was probably at 5, 6. Because there was a couple plays here and there while CJ was in the blue tent. That was really bad all he played.
And if CJ doesn't get hurt, he's not playing over 17 plays.
Yeah.
At least not last year. Eric, we were talking about Davis Mills taking the deal. He says, well, what if he gets a deal and what if he doesn't take the deal? He goes out and tries to find a job and he sucks, and that's the only deal he gets. But with the Texans, he could be CJ's best friend for the next 10 years and bank $5 million a year. See, the thing, I get it, Eric, but the thing is, at some point, the Texans are going to see the backup as maybe cost prohibitive and go, well, are we going to have to continue to give him $5 plus million a year never to play? Or do we go develop a younger guy who's going to cost less?
Yeah, when I was looking up or I was trying to think of different backups around the league to compare their contract to Davis Mills so I know if Davis Mills has a good agent or not, what I mentally came to the realization is that so many teams have like a backup quarterback who's a fourth rounder or was a fourth rounder 2 years ago, where they kind of punt on that position, where there it's a lot of Spencer Rattlers. It's a lot of,
like, if our guy gets hurt, the season is over anyway, so why are we giving what you would say competent backup good money? I think the days of Chase Daniel are over, where you can hang on and be getting paid in the $5 million range a year for a decade. I don't think that's going to happen.
That makes me
sad. You're not a backup quarterback? What do you care?
Yeah, but there's a certain... It's part of being an NFL fan, you know, where there's just certain things you can hang your hat on, like that Chase Daniel, Colt McCoy will just be on a sideline somewhere, and you can go, ah, yes. You know, that's where he is. I don't know. I don't like this.
I'm not saying a guy couldn't float around the league for year after year, but I don't think you're going to be getting these lucrative.
I don't like it. I don't like that the Hendon Hookers of the world are taking our jobs.
Our jobs? Who are you? What do you mean our jobs?
you're
a lobbyist. Chase Daniel. You're a lobbyist for the backup quarterbacks who will never get to play but get paid $5 million a year. The Matt Moores of the world,
Cooper Rush,
the Chase Daniels of the world. I think that's an era gone by.
Like Cooper Rush. What if he came into the league 10 years ago and had the exact same career? He would still be playing today. Like he would just be 38-year-old. Like he would be Case Keenum. Like all you have to do is be kind of good for 4 games, and then you would get 12 years of being a backup quarterback.
Now, the Cowboys signed Cooper Rush last offseason to a 2-year, $5 million deal to be their backup. I think that's where we're headed for the most part. You're not going to devote that much money to a guy who you hope never plays.
Because Joe Milton needs to be on a roster.
It's more cost effective. If you're screwed, why?
Heartless capitalism.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm romantic about backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, welcome to the world, Sean. Heartless capitalism.
How else is Jimmy G going to put food on his family's table?
He got a big deal already.
But how else will he be able to?
I'm not concerned about how Jimmy...
How will he have nice vacations every year for the rest of his life?
He can, as long as he's not broke, as long as he doesn't fit the profile of that show Broke, where he just invested his money or people stole it from him, Jimmy G's going to be fine. I ain't worried about Jimmy G.
All right.
Just not.
Then, all right. Stetson Bennett's coming for his job. He's going to do it for less. That makes him more qualified?
Stetson Bennett has two national titles under his belt. Maybe he should play for less. Maybe he should. He's earned it. Somebody who got paid surprisingly this offseason, when we think about what the Texans did for Joe Mixon, he looks to be available and a full go. So that's good. He had a quadriceps injury this preseason, but expect a heavy workload for Joe Mixon in the game on Sunday. So no worries there. We're still awaiting word as practice will get started here soon on whether Will Anderson is going to be available. But Joe Mixon should be your RB1 on Sunday and getting a lot of the work. So never fear. I mean, Damian Pierce is still listed as running back two on the depth chart, despite, let's just say, an unimpressive preseason where he ran for almost literally no yards and everyone was questioning how could he make the roster. Throughout, it was, oh, they're going to trade him. Oh, they're just showing him off to see if another team will want him, and they'll cut him. And despite D'Amico saying consistently, we like what he's shown, and we need to get him more opportunities. So at least in this case, trust D'Amico at his word. Damian Pierce was never really in doubt as far as this roster was concerned. So he'll be your two, but Joe Mixon will be your one and should be a full go on Sunday against the Colts. Okay, let's get back on time. And I say that like it ever will happen. Let's pretend it'll happen. I don't think it will, but let's try to get out on time as I do something awkward. You can't tell on the radio, but anyone watching on YouTube or Twitch saw me do something awkward while trying to keep the mic close to my face because I want to talk about my bookie, and I want to do it in a different way. My bookie is always the place you want to bet on games, obviously. It's the place where you can take advantage of my bookie. That's a little weird to say. But they give you a sign-up bonus. So why not take advantage of it? They will match up to $1,000. So maybe you don't want to spend $1,000 initially. Maybe you just want to do $200. They'll match that. Use that promo code BET975, and my bookie will match it, and you can start to put money down. You've heard Joe Mixon will be available. Maybe you think that means the Texans are going to win comfortably. Lay the points with the Texans in Indianapolis. We've got Chiefs. Ravens tomorrow. We got the Packers and the Eagles on Friday. So we got NFL football starting up here shortly. Of course, the Astros are back in action. You like Arrigetti tonight, you can place some money down on the Astros too. Go to mybookie.ag and check it out. Whether it be the US Open, which we have an All-American semifinal, you can pick your favorite American to potentially win the US Open. MyBookie will let you do that. So we got the sports betting. We've got the live betting. So if the game's not going your way early, you can change your fortunes. Also, the live casino action is there for you too. So whether you want sports, whether you want the casino, MyBookie will take care of you. Remember, bet on anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. Just go to mybookie.ag.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Let me ask you this. How quickly would you come back to work after being shot in the chest? And now the context is Ricky Pearsall, the 49er wide receiver who had a bullet go through his chest and out of his back, is back in the 49ers facility. Now, he won't be able to play. He's on the non-football injury list. But he was seen in the weight room. That was the story given. I'm not sure if he was power cleaning or anything or squatting, but he was in the weight room. So he was at least back at work. Now, our jobs don't require the type of physicality that Ricky Pearsall's does. And a lot of you guys don't do that. I imagine a lot of people listening's jobs are tougher than ours. But you don't need to be a supreme athlete to do it. Or maybe you do. I'm not sure what you do. Maybe you're a physical trainer. I'm not sure. But if you were shot in the chest and released from the hospital, would you be back to work within 2 days, Sean?
No.
There's not a chance.
Like, if it's the same timeline as
yeah,
Ricky Pearsall.
His exact timeline, yes.
Where was it, Saturday night?
And he's back. And he was back at work on Tuesday.
No, I'm taking the week.
Nah, come on. Guys.
Maybe more.
Guys, I survived the gunshot. I'm not coming back to work 2 days later.
Yeah, no.
I know
there's
you
got, no way.
Yeah, you guys love Abigail so much, you can have her for a week. Another week. I'm not coming in.
Like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Also, you know, that's a precedent, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that you'll work through anything.
Yeah, well, yeah, next time someone has a surgery or something, you know, more minor than a gunshot to the chest, but just some medical procedure, then it'll be like, well, you know, Dell came back after 2 days. Why?
Everyone's looking at
okay,
you.
Like, you.
Everyone's looking at you. Looking at me.
So what? You passed a kidney stone.
Everyone's Come looking on. At me like, what are you doing? Don't yeah. set a standard that the rest of us don't want to meet. So cut it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not coming back in 2 days.
No, I wonder how long. I mean, Ricky Pearsall. Well, I mean, Ricky Pearsall can milk it for a while. He's not going to play for four weeks.
I wouldn't call it milking it. He took a bullet. You're not milking anything when you take a bullet.
Okay. I don't think I can milk it for as long as Ricky Pearsall will be on the non-football injured list.
So you think if you got shot, you survived, and were in stable condition immediately.
I don't think I can get 4 weeks.
You couldn't tell the bosses here, I need 4+ weeks to recover?
I think I got a couple weeks. Oh, also because, you know, I have to reach for things.
That's going to...
My arm. It's really the pec,
Who do you think here would be most opposed to you taking that time off? Who's saying, no, Sean's got to come back. Pick a guy. Doesn't matter. Could be a boss. Could be someone who works here. Who's going after you about this?
Probably one of the morning show guys. John's calling you soft.
Yeah, he's calling you soft.
Probably John.
But anyone who actually affects whether you come in or not. You think Joe is saying you got to come in? You think, I don't name guys people don't even know. But I don't think anyone's standing in your way if you get shot.
I think
for 4 weeks.
I think after week two, people are like, really?
Week
still?
Two?
Yeah, I think Monday. No, I think Monday on week three.
It depends.
Monday week three, people are like, wow, he's still out. I think it's that. Austin, you're back again.
I'm laughing because it's true.
Like, that's what it would be. BMAC would be like, oh, okay. I guess we're not doing the bullpen again.
Someone would bring it up
on
air
aggressive.
And pretend like they're joking, but be really serious about it. But they would try to cover it with a joke. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he's still out, huh? Okay. I guess we're not doing this. Oh, I got to pick up the slack. Okay. The man got shot. Yeah. So did Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else would. I think Paul would be. It would be like a joking hard time. It'd be like Ricky Pearsall came back after 2 days. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not Ricky Pearsall. I don't know if you've heard.
No, yeah, I'd be sitting in there like Forrest Gump in the hospital,
licking ice cream from
ice
home.
Cream, playing ping pong.
I mean, I'm glad we can joke about Ricky Pearsall because he's back and.
Yeah, he's already working.
I'm not saying better than ever, but he is back in the facility. And Trent Williams, who got his money, said some of the impetus for him coming back was the fact that Ricky Pearsall got shot. I'm like, well, that's interesting. But if the 49ers didn't give you the money you wanted, would you still have felt the need to rush back? It's interesting logic that he used. It was in his presser yesterday. Brandon Ayuk talked about making it difficult on the 49ers. He wanted to be a little petty with them. Apparently, as he got the money, I did see the report last week that the 49ers wanted it floated out there that they didn't really buckle. Probably did. They didn't want people to think they could be held over the fire and give up whatever the player wanted. The report came out that Ayuk got what the 49ers initially offered. They didn't come up off their price. He just decided to take it. I don't know if that's true, but that's what the 49ers, I think, wanted out there.
What a stressful week for
John Lynch.
John Lynch to be like, all right, finally we get the Brandon Ayuk thing behind us. Cool, sweet. Wait, what? Who got shot? Ricky Pearsall got shot. My first round pick got shot. And then all the while you're still negotiating with Trent Williams. And I read that as Trent Williams was internally motivated by Ricky Pearsall getting shot. Not John Lynch was like, well, you know. The offer is on the table, and you saw what happened with Ricky Pearsall. So.
Life is short. What do you say? What?
It's guaranteed, it's guaranteed money on the table, and you can get shot any day.
Anything could happen, Trent. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it was used as a negotiation ploy. I think
Kyle Shanahan maybe does that, not John Lynch.
You know, Trent, when he's motivating the team in a game.
Oh, God, imagine what Sean McDermott would do in a situation like this.
We know what he's about. We know. So the 49ers are whole again, except for, obviously, Ricky Pearsall not being available for weeks. But the good news is, as we said, he's back in the facility, and just good news all around. If you're a 49er fan, I guess Julian would be the one person I'm talking to here because he's very important.
Probably have to change up the
That slogan that he uses probably has to go away for a little bit, considering.
Yeah. I don't know how often that's going to get used anymore.
Yeah. I don't think it should have taken a guy getting shot to bury that thing, but now it should get buried. It's an awful slogan. Julian, the 49er fan, who calls into ESPN 97.5. Speaking of teams who don't reside in Houston, when we come back, we'll do our Sunday ticket teams. Who we would watch if the Texans aren't on in that window. That's pretty much how it'll be. Like, the Texans are going to have, because of their success last year, they're going to be all around the clock where the, when it used to be just, hey, they're at noon on a Sunday. We know that's going to change this year. So if there's a team available that we could watch that isn't in that Texans window, we'll talk about those teams when we come back. But first, I want to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That is Billy Brown's company. It is the place you should go to if you have a plumbing problem. Just go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com to find out all the services they provide. I'll tell you about them right now, at least some of them. Whether it be you have a leak that you need to find out where it's coming from. You see a little water damage in your wall, you're not sure where it's coming from. They have leak detection. They'll check it out for you. Also, you got a problem with one of your water heaters? And I say that because it could be tankless or it could be a regular or traditional water heater. They'll check those out too. Water filters, they'll clean your drains. They do gas piping as well. They are kind of your one-stop shop for all your plumbing needs. And of course, the big jobs, they'll take care of those too. If you need a repipe, you've got foul, dirty, stinky water when you turn on the faucet. It could be something really wrong with your pipes. You want to make sure that's fixed right away. We take for granted that our water is going to be clean and smelling good. If that's not the case for you, Aqueduct Plumbing Company will help you out there. They also have the free price quotes, which means you can call them. So if you need something checked out, you're not sure what it is, just call them 281-488-6238. That's the number. They're experienced. They're competent. They've done over 1,000 repipes. So not only do they do big jobs, they do them a lot, and they do them well. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. Just go to AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
BillsHappen.com.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
We have some news from Dana Brown on the timeline for Kyle Tucker, and I'll let you know, it's changed again. We'll talk about that in the opening of the second hour of the show. So, who should we be watching if we're not watching the Texans this year? Clearly, the primary focus is going to be on a team who is a Super Bowl contender, but I know that the NFL is just king no matter what. So when the Texans aren't on, you're going to be watching football if you can. And frankly, there are some people in the town who aren't even Texans fans, so their interest will be in other places anyway. I can't get past my number one team being the Bears. If the Bears are going to be something we've never seen before, at least in my lifetime, they're supposed to have a good quarterback, which is rare for them. They have gone all in on helping that quarterback when it comes to weapons. I think they're my number one NFL Sunday ticket team, which is normally reserve this for like league pass during the NBA because games are on every night. But I had to add some parameters. Texans aren't available to watch. Who are you watching? I think I'm taking the Bears number one. I want to see what it looks like for the Bears to have potentially an explosive offense. My thought is it could be just some dressed up version of the Justin Fields experience, because if Caleb Williams is just going to run around and try to make plays off schedule, that's what Justin Fields did. But maybe Caleb Williams hits more big plays because he's a little bit more accurate. I'm going to go Bears number one. You got a clear number one, Sean?
I didn't have a clear number one. I think there's a pretty big, not big group, but there's a handful of teams that I could see.
Now you can throw a narrative. It'd be narrative based where you just want some team to suck, and
just
you,
a hater,
and you just want to hate. You want to watch and be terrible. You can do that too.
I don't really think I have one of those for this year. I was gonna go with the Detroit Lions. Kind of the same reason for we haven't seen it before with this team. I mean, we saw it last year, but this year they're actually getting picked to win the Super Bowl. They bring back Ben Johnson to run the offense. And so it's going to be a fun team to watch. And they're probably going to put up a lot of points. The defense, still a little bit of a question mark. They reworked the defensive backs. So If that gels, then they'll just be a good team. If that doesn't gel, there'll be a team like they were last year where they're in shootouts every other week. So I think that, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam LaPorta, those are all fun guys to watch. Give me the Detroit Lions.
This is my pure Schadenfreude hate pick. Well, hate is strong.
Wow.
But Schadenfreude is the Eagles.
Oh, because of how, okay. I thought you were going to say the Lions.
No. I don't have any problems.
Say, no,
I don't.
Are going to do that to Dan Campbell?
No, I don't have any problems.
Dolphins coach.
Yeah, I think of him that way. I remember him as that interim coach for the Dolphins. No, the Eagles are interesting to me because of all the changes they made in the offseason to try to avoid a continuation of their slide last year, where they were, at least record-wise, one of the best teams in football, and it all fell apart, and they eventually wound up getting their asses kicked by the Bucks in a wild card game on Monday night. They hired Vic Fangio, who probably wanted to be there last year but made a commitment to the Dolphins, and turns out Dolphin players didn't F with him and they wanted him out. In fact, I think Javon Holland, when he found out Vic Fangio was leaving, posted on Instagram him kicking a rock. Kick rocks. So he did that. So Dolphin players were thrilled when he was gone, apparently. Apparently. It's a very old school thing, kicking rocks.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. It's a very new school thing.
To do it on Instagram?
Yeah, also very old school.
So he did that. So we'll see if the Philly players gel more with Vic Fangio than the Miami players did. And they hired Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore is now going to be running some version of his offense. Now, they're still going to have the Philadelphia things where they earn shotgun quite a bit, and they're going to throw one-on-ones to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, but they want some more variation. So Nick Sirianni, the head coach, who is supposed to be an offensive guy, is now kind of just taking a back seat. At least that's being reported. We'll see if the season doesn't go well early, if he starts meddling. So that's an Eagles team with a lot of expectations. I want to see if all the changes helped, or are they going to be a team who has two guys who have head coaching aspirations at the coordinator position looking to the left and going, why are we taking orders from this guy? A dead man walking.
Yeah. Should I do my – I'll do my
– Yeah, we'll do two aside.
I'll do my Schadenfreude team. Oh, my God. I just – oh, New York Jets.
Oh, I could see that.
Because not just – it's actually like half Schadenfreude. It's kind of Schadenfreude because it's like I kind of – that's always in the back of your head with the Jets.
Sure.
Yeah, this could all go very badly. And we were robbed of it last year, really.
Were we treated to something epic?
We're robbed of seeing it. We're robbed of seeing it how it would work out last year with Aaron Rodgers going down 4 snaps into the game. So I think getting a full season of the Jets, and whether it goes well or poorly, it's just going to be a circus. Like even if it goes well, it's going to be a circus.
It going well, I think, if we limit it to just watching them play, it'll be fun. But the conversation around the Jets, if it goes well, is going to be maybe one of the worst things I've ever experienced when it comes to football. Because New York, Aaron Rodgers, them being a team that's a potential Super Bowl contender, oof, I don't want to live that in that world. I need them to be painfully average or to be terrible.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, painfully average is better because terrible, there's still going to be a point of conversation. Just be like 8-8.
8-9.
8-9, excuse me. Yeah. 8-9, 7-10, something like that, where they're not even worth talking about. And then, other than Saleh's getting fired, that'll be the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really the only, like, I train wreck kind of team that I mean, your pick, the Eagles and mine, are really the only two that I had as that. The Cowboys a little bit, but
they always wind up in train wreck. Mostly, well, they're a good regular season team, but they're always judged on how they play in the playoffs, and that always turns into a train wreck, and that leads the conversation. Well, the Cowboys are going to lead the conversation all of football season, and then even when the playoffs are going on, if they go out early, it'll lead the conversation. So we're stuck with the Cowboys no matter what, I think.
And they're not, I don't know, they're not that interesting.
I'm not that interested in them.
On the field this year.
I mean, Dak's a fine quarterback.
But the interesting part with Dak is, are they going to pay him or not?
And that's more of an off-season conversation. Because I don't think Dak's going to be demonstratively affected by not getting a deal.
No. Like, I could see them winning 11 games, 10 games, 9 games, 8 games. Like, they're just in that range of they're going to be a solid team, I feel.
Yeah, they're
like.
Not going to be awful unless Dak gets hurt. And then, obviously, the reason for them being awful is like any other reason for a team who's awful. Their quarterback is either not good or injured. So, we'll see how our picks play out. I do hope the I'm not hoping for the Eagles to be terrible, but I think there's a real shot they could fall below expectations for a multitude of reasons. We'll find out on Friday if Kellen Moore has fixed their inability to understand a blitz and how to handle it, because they did not do that well last year.
Friday's the day we find out, yeah? We'll definitively know on Friday.
That's true. It's only one game. Maybe the Packers throw some stuff at them that they aren't ready for, but 2 weeks from that, 2 weeks from Friday, or even halfway through the year, they figure some things out. It's a big year for a team that had title aspirations and still does. When we come back, we will, well, at least I'll give you some quotes from Dana Brown. He was on the rights holder this morning, and he gives an update on Kyle Tucker. And now it feels like we're back to his initial prognosis for September, because remember, we thought it could be the first week, and then it got to the second week, and then we heard that it could be in this series against the Reds. Now that apparently isn't the case. I'll give you the new timeline, kind of the old timeline for Kyle Tucker when we come back.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.